Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to another beautiful week. Today is Monday, the 1st of September, so it's also the beginning of a beautiful new month for you. And of course, it is day 43 of our 50 days of blessings. Now, today we are beginning 7 days of praying and fasting as we prepare ourselves for the night of blessings that will be coming up on Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. And as we begin to pray and fast, I want to share some thoughts with you about building your expectations for the night of blessings. First of all, I'd like to go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, and I'm going to be reading this from the Living Bible. The Living Bible says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us, is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. May he be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of his master plan of salvation for the church through Jesus Christ." Now, the Bible says that God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. God can do anything. One time a man came to Jesus and he wanted Jesus to heal his son. That's in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. He wanted Jesus to heal his son. And Jesus said, "It's not about me, it's about you. If you can believe." Mark chapter 9 verse 23 says, "Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." That means without faith, anything can happen. As you go into this day and you're praying and fasting, I want you to know that anything is possible. There is no situation too difficult for God. We read yesterday from Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, where it says, "Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for thee. God can do anything. His power is available to turn around situations, to heal the body, to heal the marriages, to heal your finances, because sometimes the finances need healing. God can do anything. Don't ever think that something is difficult for God. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 8, Paul was speaking and he said, "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" God can do anything. Praise the Lord. If you can only believe, all things are possible to the one that believes. So believe today. Believe today. What is your expectation? As you prepare for the night of blessings, what are you looking out for that change in? Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it your marriage? Is it even praying about our nation, the economy of our nation? Anything is possible. Glory to God. Now, I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Again, I'll go back to the Living Bible. It says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes." So God wants us to have hopes. He wants us to have dreams. He wants us to have desires. He wants us to have prayers. Why? Because all our expectations shall be delivered. They shall be fulfilled. In Proverbs chapter 23, and verse 18, oh, glory be to God. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 18. The Bible says, "For surely there is an end," hallelujah, "and thine expectation shall not be cut off." What are you expecting today? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? God is able to do infinitely beyond anything you can imagine. But what are you imagining? Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 18. From the Amplified Version, it says, "For surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off." Glory to God. It's time for you to build an expectation. It's time for you to create an expectation for the night of blessings. Do you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? She went to Jesus and she told her own story later. She said, "I thought within myself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed." So she created an expectation. She created a picture in her mind of what would happen when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Now you have to create an expectation. You have to think, what will happen when I get to the Tafa Balewa Square for the night of blessing? What will happen as we begin to worship? What will happen as we begin to pray? What will happen as I begin to receive the word? What is that thing that will happen? The woman with the issue of blood, she built her expectation. She had a picture of what will happen when she met with Jesus. You have to do the same. As you pray today, and I encourage you to join us in the prayer and fasting and take out time to pray, write out your expectations. What are those areas that you know you want to see a change in? What are those things you want to do? What are those things you want to achieve? Write them down. Write them down and begin to expect that as God's blessings impact your life on that night, things are going to change. I'll read from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. I'll read it first from the King James Version. It says, now the God of hope, can you imagine that God is the God of hope? Some people think there's no point having hope. They've lost all hope. They just think nothing can get better. Things are going to continue to get worse. But the Bible says God is the God of hope. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to have hope. It's time for you to have an expectation. It's time for you to dream again, to see again, to have expectations again. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. In other words, as you believe in him, you believe him about your dreams, you believe him about your hopes, you'll be filled with joy and peace. You will not be expecting with anxiety. You'll be expecting and you'll be expectant in an atmosphere of joy and peace. Oh, glory to God. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God wants you to abound in hope. He wants you to be overflowing with dreams and visions and expectations. God wants to meet you at the point of your need. He wants to satisfy all your expectations. God loves you. He loves you and is more interested in your success than you could ever be. He wants you to overflow with dreams and visions, not to dim your light, but so that you prepare to shine. As we pray and fast for these 7 days, we're beginning today and we're going to continue till Sunday. I want you to build your expectations. Write down those things and trust that through our mutual participation in the presence and the blessing of God, something will change in your life. Remember, Friday, September 12, 2025 is a night of blessings. Today is the 1st of September. So in 12 days time, next week, Friday, we're going to be in that glorious presence of the Spirit of God where anything is possible. Can you believe it? Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. Come with your expectations. Come with your prayer requests. Come with your faith. Something is about to change. Remember, Friday, September 12, 2025 at the Tafa Balewa Square, Lagos. Send us a message and share your expectations. Throughout this week, we're going to be praying specially over all your prayer requests and all your expectations. Call or text 090-764-15312 or go to anightofblessings.org to share your own expectations. Reserve your seat, book your transport arrangement, and tell us what is that thing you are expecting. Every day of this week, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be praying over all your prayer requests, over all your expectations, and none of them shall be cut short. Start preparing now. Get your friends and your family together. Make a plan to be at the Tafa Balewa Square for that night of blessings. Prepare yourself because something glorious is going to happen. Now, I'm going to hand over to Pastor George. He'll give you some more information. And if you've not yet been born again, why not today? Why not today to have the Son of God come and live in your heart? You do that in the next few minutes. Thank you for listening and have a glorious and wonderful week. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your words of blessings to us today that help us raise our expectations. We are expectant and looking forward to our glorious testimonies in the Lord. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, God wants you to have hopes, dreams, and desires because he wants to satisfy all your expectations. God loves you, and he's more interested in your success than you could ever be for yourself. He wants you to overflow with dreams and visions, not to dim your light, but so that you can shine. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for your word that is at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, O God. Even as we declare that this one shall be made ready for the rapture of the church, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So congratulations once again. But if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive him now into you. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now into you. Receive him now. It's done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Or if you have questions or prayer requests, testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Remember, Pastor Deola said to us that she would like to read your expectations. Please make sure you send in your expectations. Praise the Lord. Now, remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night for you, a night where you'll hear the word of God. Your spirit will be connected with the word in such a way that faith will rise up within you and you receive all that the Lord has planned for you, because it's going to be a night of transformation for you, a night of worship, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, remember to join us as we start our 7 days of praying and fasting today. We are praying for the program, and this will continue until Sunday, the 7th of September. Now, for your free seat reservations or other information about the program, you have security arrangements, parking arrangements, free bus shuttle arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.